استغفر الله واساله التوبه. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو عالم الغيب والشهاده هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا اله الا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الاسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين عبد القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من العام إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن الشياطين ليوحون إلى أوليائهم ليجادلوكم وإن أطعتموهم إنكم لمشركون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
My respected brothers, Iblis, who is our open enemy, we need to be careful and conscious and need to learn more what are the tactics and weapons of our enemy to control our nafs, to control our brain, and to control all of our body and soul. Until and unless we will not understand properly different weapons of our enemy, we will be unable to enjoy freedom and to be slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So last week we discussed those categories, those people who are friends of shaitan. So in Quran Allah says, وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَا يُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ. So those who are friends of shaitan, so shaitan is whispering to them, are inspiring them, are asking them to be slave of Iblis and shaitan. And anyone who will become friend and follower and obedient of Iblis, so what will happen? لَيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. Then the mankind, the people, they start fights against each other. They start quarrels, disputes, arguments, and then there is no peace for them at all. Allah says, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. And if you will be obedient to Iblis and Shayateen and his followers, then it means you have become mushrik. You are not anymore a Muslim or mu'min. So we must be very, very careful in the selection of our friends. What kind of friends we are going to have. Whether our friends are God-fearing people or our friends are always inviting us for sins. So anyone, any of our relative or friend who is inviting us are asking us to join for bad deeds, to join for sins, it means he or she is friend of Iblis, and we need to stay away from such people. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So last week I gave you 12 categories of those people who are friends of Shaitan, and actually these 12 categories were told by Iblis to the Prophet, when our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad he had meeting with Iblis, and Prophet asked, what kind of people are your friends? Then he told, there are 12 categories of people who are friends of or followers of Iblis. And then Holy Prophet asked him, can you tell me who are your enemies? So enemies of Iblis are almost double of the categories of his friends. So this category has 22. So there are 22 categories of people who are in one way or other way. They are opposing Iblis, they are opposing Shaitan. And anyone who is opposing Iblis and anyone who is not saying yes to Iblis, so he or she is in the category of enemy of Iblis. So Prophet asked, can you tell me who are your enemies? Then Iblis told to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, the worst of my enemy, the most strongest enemy of me is yourself. You, the Rasulullah, why? Because all of my efforts and whispering and network and my cabinet and children and friends, they are trying to convince the people to commit sins. And I am asking them to do sins so that they all should go in hellfire. And that is the failure of mankind. But why I am your enemy? Because you are Shafi'ul Mudhnabin. So all people who had committed sins, so at the day of judgment, you will do intercession for them, you will do Shafa'at for them, and they all will be forgiven. So my job, my efforts, so there will be no result of all my efforts. So that's why I have considered the Prophet Khatamun Nabiyyin as one of my greatest and strongest enemy. Then Prophet asked, who is next? Who is your enemy? Then he said, the second category of people who are scholars, who are alame amil, someone who has knowledge of Islam, but at the same time is following himself as well. So sometimes people, they have knowledge, but they are not acting according to their knowledge. They are lazy, or they are also under the control of Iblis. So with their knowledge, maybe they are deviating the people, or maybe with their knowledge, they are not attracting the people towards the right path. So Iblis told to the Prophet, anyone who will be alim-e-amil, the person who had knowledge of Islam, at the same time he is following the commandments of Islam, he has applied the commandments and teachings of Islam on himself, and also, why alim is enemy of Iblis, there is one hadith of our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Prophet said, scholar with his actions. Scholar, an Islamic scholar who has applied Islamic teachings on himself, and then he is inviting the people for good cause, for divine cause, for the right path, he is better than 1,000 abid. So one scholar is better than 1,000 worshippers, abidin. And that one person is stronger enemy for Iblis. So ek alim jo hai wo hazar abidun se bada dushman hai shaitan ke liye. Why? Because when a worshipper, when an abid is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, he is doing good job, but he is saving just himself. But alim, when he has applied Islamic teaching on himself and he has purified himself, so with Quranic verse says, with the hadith of Aimatar alayhi wasalam, so he is protecting a lot of people from the deviated path, from the sins, from darkness. So alim, who is bringing the people on the right path, so that person is dangerous for Iblis. So this was second category. The third category, those people who are Hamil Quran. The people who have studied Quran, who have learned Quran, who are reading Quran, who have memorized Quran, and who are day and night living with the Quran. At the same time, they have applied the commandment, the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are given in Quran, on themselves. So someone who is Hamil Quran. Hamil Quran is not like that, just as a book I should pick up and put on my head, so I should say I am Hamil Quran. No. Hamil Quran is someone whose life, total life, day and night lifestyle, his actions, his habits, his talks, whatsoever is related with him or her. So everything is according to the teaching of Quran. So when someone does not know what is Quran, what is given in the Quran, what are messages in the Quran, what is halal in Quran, what is haram in Quran, what is gunah kabira in Quran, what the Quran is talking about, the divine leader, the Aimatar alayhi wasalam, when someone does not know, he cannot be Hamil Quran. So that's why Prophet said, Inni tarikum feekum al-thakalain kitab Allah wa itrati ahlu bayti. So Quran is something which can protect us from the deviated path, from dhalalat, from jahalat, from gumrahi. So all these sins and bad things, we can protect ourselves just being Hamil Quran. And anyone who is a Hamil Quran, who is a lover of Quran, who is passing his life day and night in under the shadow of teachings of Quran, so actually that person is also enemy of Iblis. Because Iblis does not like the Muslim, the believer, they should read Quran. So that is the problem here. So the followers of Ahlul Bayt, because Prophet said, I am leaving two heavy things. One is Book of Allah, one is the progeny of Rasulullah. And he said, keep both of them together. If you will leave one of them, you will be deviated. So with the followers of Ahlul Bayt, alhamdulillah, we are lovers of Ahlul Bayt at the same time. We are not a true lover of Quran. We do not read as much as is possible for us. We are not getting maximum light and guidance from Quran. So we need to work more to read more this Quran. Because Quran is Noor. In any way, you try to go near to Quran, you will get benefit. If you don't know how to read, just looking at the verses and words of Quran, you will be guided. If you know how to read, you have to read. If you can learn by heart, so you have to memorize. If you can understand directly Arabic, that is the best thing. Otherwise, try to read the translation. And as a believer, as a mu'min, it is highly recommended from Aimatar alayhi wasalam, to keep you in the list of believers at least to read 50 verses of Quran every day. Imam alayhi wasalam farmate hain ke wo shakhs jo chahta hai ke hamara shia rahe, to shia ki nishani ye hai ke kam az kam har roz wo 50 Quran ki ayat zarur padhe. So to keep in list of followers and lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, why not we should try to learn by heart a surah which has 50 or more than 50 verses, at least something we know by heart. Wherever we are, we can read and we can keep ourselves in the list of lovers of Quran and lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The fourth category, which was told by Iblis, and someone who is enemy of Iblis, he said that is Muazzin. So someone who is calling the people towards house of Allah, someone who is calling and inviting the people to come and establish Namaz-e-Jama'at, someone who has made ready himself or herself for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this adhan and aqamat, every person, maybe male, maybe female, maybe mature, maybe immature, anyone who can learn this adhan and aqamat, so he can be muazzin or she can be muazzin. So when person himself or herself individually they are praying, still they have to say adhan and aqamat, because that is a revision of your aqaid and your deen. Whatsoever is given in adhan, actually that is the summary of our religion, summary of our aqaid, summary of our furu' deen. So this is something we are revising every day. What are our aqaid and what is our deen and what we have to do in our practical life. But those people who are coming in the mosque and those people who are becoming muazzin in masjid, so they are getting more reward. There is hadith, if the people they would have to know what is the reward of saying adhan, then people can kill each other just to get priority and to say adhan. So there are a lot of hidden benefits and rewards for those people who are muazzin. So we all can be muazzin. Potentially we all can be muazzin. But alhamdulillah, those people who have good pronunciation, who have good voice, and who have also a special attraction in their voice to attract the people for Allah, for Rasulullah, for religion, for Salah, for the best of the actions. So they are preferred. So with beautiful voice, with beautiful style, if they are inviting the people, so they are appreciated, they are more prioritized. But everyone potentially has the possibility to be muazzin. And always, whenever, if we are all alone, still we have to say adhan. So that we should also be included in the category of muazzin. And someone who is muazzin and calling himself or herself or other people for the good cause, for salah, for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Islam, inviting the people for good cause, so these people are called muazzin, and they are also enemies of Iblis. So
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
The fifth category in the enemies of Iblis are those people who are well-wisher for the poor people, who are friends of fuqara. So jo log gareebon ke madadgar hote hain, faqeeron ke gareebon ke madadgar hote hain, to wo bhi Iblis ke dushman hain. Why? Because usually when people, they are not having their sustenance, or when they are not having means to live their life, usually they are talking against Allah, they are talking about Islam, they are losing their faith, they are even losing their good deeds. So faqr is a disease, faqr is something which is very, very harmful for Iman. So that's why in one of dua, Imam Zainul Abidin, he said, give me a rizq so that I should be able to worship you properly. If I will not have proper rizq, then all of my attention and concentration will be on that issue and I will forget you. So this is something which is very important in the lives of people, in the aqaid and faith of the people. So that's why those people who are observing, if one of their friend, one of their family member, one of their relative is in need, and that is something which is weakening their faith and Iman, at that time we should move forward, we should come forward, and we have to help, so that at least they shall not have any problem to have the bread, to have the food for their children. And when they will be satisfied, and they will be thankful to Allah, they will be thankful to the people. And those people who are helping of poor people, who are helping of fuqara, they are also enemies of Iblis. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna l-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allahumma lakal hamd badi as-samawati wal ard wal jalali wal ikram. رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوه وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين عبد القوم السيد محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحري.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
اللهم عجل ظهورا إنه يرانه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم أجل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة إفضاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أسيكم بتقوى الله ونظم عمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam, Hazrat Ali ibn Abi
Talib.
O the people, respect your life, protect your life, protect your time, save your time, manage your time and skills. And whenever you will organize your time for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually this is sign of taqwa. This life has been granted by Allah, this time has been given by Allah, and we should try to spend this life, this time in His happiness. So there are different types of adhkar, different types of rituals, different types of ibadat which are helpful for us to adopt piety, to be muttaqeen. So today I would like to give one beautiful namaz which is also helpful to keep us on sirat-e-mustaqeen, to increase the level of our piety, as well as that is quite helpful to enlighten our heart. This is 4 rakat prayer, and this prayer is mustahab prayer, and that should be read before namaz Jummah, before Zuhr time. Maybe it will take 20 minutes. But the benefits, this hadith is given in Bihar al-Anwar, has been narrated by Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Allah salam. 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 Salam.
And who narrated this hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first guarantee of this prayer before standing up, when you finish this prayer, so this prayer is a guarantee of acceptance of that prayer. The first thing. Because majority of our prayers, we don't know whether that will be accepted or not. So the first guarantee for this prayer, that is, that prayer will be accepted.
Inshallah.
And inshallah, other prayers will be accepted. Number two, that person will not go into hellfire. Number three, his du'as, his supplications will be answered. Uski du'ayin mustajab hongi, jahannam ki aag se usko nijat milegi aur uski namazein qabool hongi. Number four, he himself and his parents will be forgiven. Allah usko aur uske waldain ko bakhsh dega is namaz ki wajah se. For each and every letter which has been read in that prayer, for each letter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give reward of one Hajj and one Umrah. For one letter. And how many letters? Inshallah, someone from you will calculate how many letters are in this prayer. And maybe thousands. So just four rakat prayer, and for four rakat prayer, every Friday you can get rewards of thousands of Hajj and thousands of Umrah. For every letter of this prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a city in paradise for that person. So Allah ta'ala jahan ek harf ke badale Hajj aur Umrah ka sawab, wahan ek ek harf ke badale bahisht ke andar uske liye shahar banaye jayenge. And that person is like those people who prayed with all prophets in Jame Masjid. Uska sawab aisa hai ki jaise us shakhs ne anbiya ke saath, ek nabi nahi, sab anbiya ke saath Jame Masjid mein logon ke saath ibadat ki ho. So this is what is the reward of that prayer. Prayer is just four rakat. What if we spare some time before khutbah, before Namaz-e-Dhuhr, Namaz-e-Jumah. So then, Alhamdulillah, we can get all rewards from this prayer. And what is that? You will do niyat, you will say, I am reading two rakat prayer before Dhuhr, the day of Jumah, qurbatan ilallah. And in every rakat, because these are four rakat, so there will be set of two. So with salam, so you will do niyat of two rakat, and when you will finish, and then you will do again two rakat. So alhamdulillah, today brother Hassan was here, so I got benefit of his presence, and I prayed this prayer today. Just before I should say to you, I should also try to do amal myself as well.
MashaAllah.
La yakuluna ma la taf'alun. Don't say those things if you don't apply on yourself. And what is that namaz? In every rakat, read Surah Hamd one time, Ayatul Kursi 15 times, and Surah Ikhlas Qul Huwallahu Ahad 15 times. So this very easy. Every rakat, one time Surah Hamd, 15 times Ayatul Kursi, 15 times, even after Namaz-e-Fajr, after sunrise, one can pray this prayer. So 15 times Ayatul Kursi, 15 times Surah Ikhlas, and one time Surah Hamd. When you will finish four rakat prayer, after that sit down and there are four tasbih. 70 times one should say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. This is 70 times. Next three are 50 times. 50, 50 and 50. First 50 is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Al-Azim is not included. Only La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Next tasbih is 50 times La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. And last 50 is sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi wa alih. Sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi wa alih. So this is salawat, a kind of salawat. So again, first rakat when you will do niyat, Surah Hamd one time, 15 times Ayatul Kursi, 15 times Qul Huwallahu Ahad for every rakat. Total is 4 rakat. Then there are 4 tasbih. First is 70 times Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilaih. 50 times La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. 50 times La Ilaha Illallah Wahdahu La Sharika La. 50 times Sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi wa alih. And I told you what are the benefits you can get from this namaz. So why not we and our family members and our children should read this namaz, and inshallah we can get maximum benefits from this namaz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar.